Welcome to Afyayim Yerushalm. We're holding a Challah Daf Memhei in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Dalit. We're starting a few lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara mentioned before that the mountain called Turi Amnon, that area is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara now says, Omer Avyusto Barshunam, when the Galuyos will come from Chutzlarts, there to Israel, and they will reach these mountains of Turi Amnon, they're going to come say Shiro, they'll sing in the top of the mountain of Amono, as Reb Chaim points out over here, based on the Medrash, because Bnei Eretz Yisrael are going to come greet Bnei Chutzlarts. They're not going to go out of Eretz Yisrael, because they're not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So they're going to go out to the border, they're going to get to Turi Amnon, and there they're going to meet the Bnei Galuyos coming from the north, and they're going to sing a song together. Says the Gemara, Is Tani Tani Hayarden Eretz Yisrael? Is Tani Tani Hayarden Mechutzlarts? Is Tani Tani Hayarden Gvul Bifnei Atzmo? So you have three opinions. What is the Yarden, the Jordan River? Is it part of Eretz Yisrael? Is it part of Chutz Laretz? Or it stands on its own? Reb Chaim explains what is in Nafkamina over here. They were talking about regarding when a person has Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, you have to have 10 animals together. And if they are distant from each other, so then they do not combine to be Maisa Behema. If a person has 5 animals in one place and 5 animals in another place, so if they're within a certain distance, they're considered to be together. Now, if you have the yarden in between, the yarden separates the behemoth, that's the shita of Remeir. And why is that so? Because the yarden separates from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlarts. So if you have 5 animals in Chutzlarts and 5 animals in Eretz Yisrael, they don't combine together for Maisa Behemoth. The shaila over here is, what about if you have 5 animals in the Jordan River, let's say in a boat, there's 4-5 animals. Do they combine with what? Do they combine with Eretz Yisrael? Is the yarden considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael? So you have 5 animals in Eretz Yisrael, 5 animals in a boat in the yarden. So then they'll combine together for Maisa Behema. Or they're considered to be Chutz Laretz. They have 5 animals in a boat in the Jordan River. And you have 5 animals in Chutz Laretz, they join together for Maisa Behema. Or it's Gvul V'Yatz, it stands on its own. It doesn't combine not with Eretz Yisrael and not with Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says there's 3 different opinions, what it is, and the Gemara goes to explain the reasons. Mandom ha-yarden merit Yisrael, the Mandom that says the yarden is part merit Yisrael, because this va-rovo va-yarden v'gvul. When you speak about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the yarden is part of the area of Eretz Yisrael. Mandom ha-yarden mechutz Laretz, the one who says the yarden is part of Chutz Laretz, because it says, and here we have different gersos. The gersos that we have in the Gemara is va-yarden yigvoil oisoy lefas kedmo, which means the yarden will be the border on the east side. So the Gemara, according to this gersos, understands that it means it's in the border, but it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Mandom ha-yarden gvul b'fnei atzmoy, the mandom that says the yarden is on its own. So what does it mean? So according to Reb Chaim, he brings here the gears of the Chazon Ish. The way you read it is v'hu shiyeh b'mokom echod asoro, which means we don't bring a raya. Why is Yarden not part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Chutz Laretz? But we're just saying, what does it mean? How do you have Maisa Behema in the Yarden? We have 10 in the same place, because if you have a few animals in the Yarden, they don't combine now with Eretz Yisrael and not with Chutz Laretz, so they have to have 10 animals in the Yarden itself. But the gears of many of the Mefarshim over here is that the Gemara brings another pasuk, and according to that, the gears says like this, as the Rash Sirilar brings over here, the pasuk that tells you that the Yarden is not part of Eretz Yisrael, part of Chutz Laretz, is the pasuk that says Ki atem oivrim es hayarden el-Eretz Kanan. The pasuk says you're going to cross the Jordan River to Eretz Kanan. Mashma, the Jordan River is not part of Eretz Yisrael. And then the mandarma that says the yarden is gvul v'nei atzmoy, that's the pasuk that we had before, v'yarden yigvul oyslof es kedmo. The yarden will be the border to the east. Mashma, it's a border. It's not Chutz Laretz, it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's something in between. So we have 3 psukim connected each one of the mandarmim, and the this girsa does fit more with the flow of the Gemara. We have another chiluk over here in terms of the hemshech of the Gemara, because according to the girsa we mentioned, there Chaim has. So the Gemara just ended by saying that the Yarden has to have 10 animals, and the Gemara adds another point that says the Yarden shnotol mizev and nosan lazeh. If the Yarden changed the border, what happens over there? Which is another nekuda, just a hemshech that stands on its own. According to the Rash Sirilo, This is the previous sentence. We just mentioned a sentence that we brought the pasuk, and then we say like this: "V'hu shiyeh b'mokam echot." The condition is that the Yarden should be in the place, in one place, meaning not moving, should be in its original place, where the Jordan River belongs, but not that it started moving and changing its course. And the Gemara says, Yarden shenoto mizeh venoso mizeh, but if the Yarden started moving, you have a shift in the Yarden, and it's taking a little part of Eretz Yisrael, giving it to Chutz Lartz, and vice versa, mashenotel notel mashenosa nosan. So that area is being going to be moved. And according to Rashi Sivilar, the point is, then you don't look at it as Gvul Bifnei Atzmai. Then I don't look as the Jordan River standing on its own. But whatever it moved and changed, it's either Chutz or it's Eretz Yisrael. So let's continue now the Gemara. So Yarden, it took from one place to another, meaning he changed the course. Mashenot alot, mashenot alosan. Whatever he took, whatever he gave. And the Gemara explains that in him with base, what does it mean? Umanan Kaimin, what are we talking about? If this area was Eretz Yisrael, and then the river shifted, and now it's in the side of Syria. You could keep the chazak it was before. You're not going to say now this area is not chayav ma'aser and shviz just because the river changed. Meaning this break of the Yarden will be enough kamino regarding these three things. What are these three things? Chazakah. Chazakah is what Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about when you have a person sitting in a land for 3 years and the owner did not claim anything. So then the owner cannot come and claim afterwards because after 3 years you have a chazakah. So says the Mishnah Bava Basra, if they are in different countries, one is in Galil, one is in Yehuda, or Yehuda and Ever Hayarden, so then the chazakah is not a good chazakah. And the reason is, because there's no shayoris mitzuris. The people don't travel from one place to another. It's considered to be a border. They don't travel from it. So the owner of the land, when he does a mecha, the mecha doesn't reach the person who's holding on to his land. So for chazak, it's not a good chazak holding on to a land for 3 years when you're in two different borders. So says here the Gemara, if the river, the Yarden River, shifted, and now this area used to be part of Eretz Yisrael, it's part of now every Yarden, if the owner is in that side, is not considered to be a chazak of someone who holds his land in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. It's called chazakis. Ule biurim, what's the biurim? Is regarding, we have a din in Shemitah, that every area, when the food ends in that place, that's the time of biur Shemitah. Biur Shemitah goes, depends on how much is left on the field. So if in Galil all the fruits are over, so then that's the time of the end of the fruits. You have to get rid of the fruits in Shemitah. And if the fruits are still available in Yehuda, so in Yehuda you still have more time. If the Yarden shifted, whatever is Merve Yarden belongs to that area. And the last one is Ma'aser Behemah. The Reb Chaim explains that's not like we learned in Amud Aleph, because in Amud Aleph we learned that Ma'aser Behemah depends if it's Chutz Lartz or Eretz Yisrael. That's a Koshit Shita of Remeir. And that, as we mentioned regarding Shemitah and regarding Ma'aseris, the fact the river shifted doesn't change the name of Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lartz. But this Mandama holds. The determination is if you have a river in between the animals, that separates the Ma'aser Behemah. So here, if the river shifted, you have a separation, and you can join the Ma'aser Behemah together. Rav Hillel b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish v'hu shemoshach ofar. Rav Chaim explains, the means is, we're not talking that the river shifted. The river stayed the same place. Just there was earth that was taken from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and vice versa. Once you take the earth from Eretz Yisrael and put in Chutz Laretz, the offer has a din of Chutz Lartz, has a Tumas Eretz Amim. And if you take offer from Chutz Lartz, put in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael, it does not have Tumah. That's what it means, the Yain, the Shirotol Mizeh, and Otol Mizeh, that it moved and changed from place to place, because it changed the din of the earth that was moved. Continues the Gemara and says, Shal'ur Yesh Lashir. So we learned in the Mishnah, the outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's two areas. The area that the Oyelim Mitzrayim conquered, and not only Bavil. And there you have to take two chalos. One challah is le'ur, you burn it, and that has a shear. And one challah you give to the kohen, and that does not have a shear. And then outside of the area, when you get mamash lechutzos, even oily mitzrayim were not koivish, so then you also take two challahs. One challah is le'ur, to the fire, but ain le'shear. And the other challah is to the kohen, v'yesh le'shear. So the Gemara explains the first part of the Mishnah, shel'ur yesh le'shear, where you put in the fire, has a shear. Why? Shehu dvar toiro, it's mina toiro. It's not mina toiro, because we hold that Gedusha Rishoyna Lokitsha Le Osilovoi. So the Gedusha of Eilei Mitzrayim is over. But it has a Shoyish Minatoyah because he used to be Minatoyah then. Shalkoyah and Lashir Shimi Divrei. Meaning you have two chalos. One chalos was the original chal they always used to do, even though now it doesn't apply anymore. Still continue doing it and you put it into the fire. That has a shear. The other one you give to a Koyan just as a meaning not to forget chalos, so that doesn't have a shear. So why don't you just put it to the fire and let it burn? You don't give it to the Kohen. The people should not say, you see, challah, this challah is not tameh, and it still was burned. So every truma Torah can be burned. So therefore we said you have to give one to the Kohen. If you have fish la Kohen, v'le afish la, or just give to the Kohen, not to the fire. They'll say truma tameh becomes, people, the Kohen can eat it. Because the one who knows that this is considered to be tumah seret sa'ami, who considered to be tameh. So that's why you have to have both. That's like what it says, so meaning because you have two, so then a person has realized there's something here different. He's gonna ask why you have two. They explain it. It's we have one to the Ur and one to the Kohen. Continues the Gemara, referring that to the next part of the Mishnah. That when you have an outside of the area of early Mitzrayim, you have two chalos. One chala goes to the Kohen and now he has a shear, and one chala goes Ur and does not have a shear. So more of vizu midivrim. Both are midivrim outside of this area. Now, when you go to Bamash Chutzarts, the both midivrim mean it doesn't even have a shoyish minatoyu. Never had a chala minatoyu. So therefore, mutav liubris b'nei chelas v'lo liubris b'nei surface. That's why the one you give to the Kohen has a shear, because that's going to be eaten. So better to have a shear for the one that's eaten. But the one that goes to the fire is just in order to avoid confusion. Nobody eats it, so that's better to do shleika shear. So outside of the area of Oil of Mitzrayim, that was never Midir Raiso, and it's all Midir Rabbanon have the ability to decide that the one that going to the Kohen will have a shear, one going to the fire or not. But within the area of Oil of Mitzrayim, then you can't say that because originally it was Midir Raiso, you have to keep the Chal Der Raiso as it used to be in the past, and therefore the one that goes to the fire is the Chal Der Raiso. We know it's Tomei, and therefore that one has to be Kashir, and it will be burned. With this, we conclude Yoshami Chal Adam Memhei.